This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. When does computer history start? If you think it's with the first modern computers, the ENIAC, the Colossus, you wouldn't be wrong, but consider this. A century before those machines got up and running, a rock star inventor and a math prodigy were collaborating on their own computer, and this one was to be steam-powered. I'm talking about Charles Babbage and Ada Lovelace. Way back in the Victorian era, they imagined a calculating machine programmed by punch cards. Remember what they are. They called it the analytical engine. But this story, well, it doesn't end very well. Ada Lovelace died at the age of 36, and Babbage's engine never got built until now, sort of. Sydney Padua is a comic artist and animator, and in her new graphic novel, she imagines a new ending for Lovelace and Babbage. Not only do they build their analytical engine, they use it to have adventures. The new book is called The Thrilling Adventures of Lovelace and Babbage. Sydney, welcome to Science Friday.
I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Now, you started drawing this comic by accident?
Yes. I was in a pub, I think, with a friend of mine who runs a thing called Ada Lovelace Day, which you might have heard of. It's sort of an online festival to celebrate women in computing. And she said to me, "Oh, you're a woman in tech. You should do a blog post about it." And I said, "I don't even know who Ada Lovelace is." So I pulled up Wikipedia, I think, like anybody would, and read this crazy story. And thought, this is just a wonderful story. Why have I not heard of this? So I just kind of tossed off a very short biographical comic.
You had never done a comic before, had you?
Well, I'm an animator, so I'd drawn stuff. I mean, I'd drawn a lot of stuff before, but I certainly hadn't sat down to do a comic.
Yeah, you got to tell a story and all that kind of stuff in the comic.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I have to trick myself into it.
So explain the premise of your comic.
As you've laid out, this Babbage had designed with extraordinary detail, actually, this machine made entirely out of cogs and levers it was called Babbage's Great Calculating Machine.
They were working together? How did they get together to work on this together?
Well, they were friends. They sort of hung out, basically, and talked about stuff. When Lovelace kind of comes into it, when she started out by doing a translation of a paper on Babbage's machine, because, I mean, women at the time did not write scientific papers. It was really unheard of. So she got her end in the footnotes, sort of by stealth. She started adding all these footnotes in of kind of her ideas of the machine, which for her, while Babbage had designed this machine as a mathematical, an arithmetic machine, basically, for doing the very complex math that was needed at the time. For Lovelace, it was this a machine for general information processing, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, she was famous already. She was the daughter of Lord Byron. As you say, she became quite a good mathematician. And in your comic book, Babbage and Lovelace build the analytical engine, which means you have to draw it a lot. I mean, how do you figure out what it looks like? They never really built it in real life, did they?
No. The plans are actually very detailed, but it was really irritating to me because I was reading all these history of computing books and, you know, even quite technical articles on the engine, and they don't actually give you a drawing of it. They just explain sort of the math of it and, you know, these very abstract theories. So I had to sit down with all these plans and just start doing elevations. I mean, I'm an animator in 3D, you know, so I have computer software for doing exactly this. So I basically just built the machine from Babbage's plans in my own computer, and then sort of drew it off of that.
Yeah, so this sort of became an obsession of yours, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Much to my sorrow, I think.
Well, how obsessed did you become? How did it upset your life?
Well, I mean, At first, I was just drawing the comic at night to blow off steam. I think a lot of the energy from the comic came from the fact that I actually work all day long on these very annoying computers. And the difference engine, of course, in the comic is continually crashing and having all these problems. So it was sort of my revenge on my computer at work to go in and draw this extremely problematic computer. But I guess the more I got into the research of it, you know, because it's a fairly thin field of research. But I think I started the comic around about the same time that Google Books had started dumping all these enormous amounts of Victorian ephemera searchable online. Quite early on in the process, I just thought, well, what would happen if I type Charles Babbage and Ada Lovelace into, you know, 19th century Google Book search? And I got enormous amounts of stuff, and all of it was amazing. Like, they were huge personalities, and they were really famous, and there were all these great anecdotes and just really, really fun stuff in there.
What was the relationship like?
Generally speaking, they were very good buddies, I guess I would describe it as. They sort of hung out. I think they both felt that they were misunderstood geniuses that nobody appreciated. I think they complained about how hard that was. They had quarrels here and there, but they were very close friends.
Yeah, I like the wonderful little side trips you take, the little anachronisms, the funny stuff you sort of sneak in the comic. Like, there's one page where Ada says something like, "Now if I could only tweet this," and she says, "Oh wait a minute, this is a fan." You know, it's like Twitter didn't exist back then. You know? Why did you think you needed to do that to keep people's interest, or did it just your own little personality quirk you stuck in there?
Oh, it's definitely my personality quirk. I think anyone who followed the blog would not accuse me of trying to crowd please. it was just completely sort of a stream of consciousness improvisation of sort of bouncing off the research, my own experience with computing and learning about it. I was learning about computing from learning about the analytical engine. So that was kind of an interesting process I started to kind of put up on the blog. Mm-hmm.
And you have a wonderful page where you have all these characters at a party. And it's a good opportunity, I'm sure you use it, to show all the different contemporaries, people who were alive at that time. Darwin and them and all kinds of people alive. And we don't think, you know, that they must have... Did they mix and talk to one another?
Oh, absolutely. They actually hung out at Babbage's parties. Babbage was a very outgoing, sociable guy, and he used to throw these quite famous soirees at his house in London. Darwin went and Faraday went. Charles Dickens would have been there. Actually, the painter Turner was there as well. It was, you know, all the intelligentsia of this period in London would be in this room at the same time.
Yeah. You're going to be, you're going to be giving talks at Microsoft and at Google. Are modern? Those are sort of old techies that period. But how about modern techies? Are they interested in the history of this?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think... computing seems such a dry subject to people. You know, you tell people you're drawing a comic book about computers and you see their eyes glaze over. So I think it's nice for... I think it's nice for them to see a way that computing can be fun, you know, even if it does have to be a little bit exaggerated.
Well, we wish you great luck. Great luck with it. It's a really fun book. It's a really fun way to learn about them and about the history of computing there. So we wish you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sydney Padua is a comic artist and animator. Her new book is The Thrilling Adventures of Lovelace and Babbage. And you can read an excerpt from it at sciencefriday.com/Lovelace.